I'd like to just share from the staff devotional book. In the beginning, Brother Phil Wadvogel wrote something to encourage each of us. Maureen. Pilgrim Camp is an excellent place to train yourself for godliness. As we serve and worship the Lord together, we are afforded opportunities for growing in grace and to be built up in our faith. Our theme verses for the 2022 season capture the essence of a godly life and remind us that godliness begins with a walk with God, a life of devotion, of living in His presence. This devotion is coupled with a reverence for God, a desire to please Him in everything. Our desire for holiness causes us to put off the deeds of the flesh so that we may be clothed with the virtues of Christ. Our character is being formed into godlikeness as we daily yield to the working of the Holy Spirit. In 2 Peter, we are encouraged that His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and that we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. As we lay hold of these precious promises and are filled with the Spirit of Christ, the ability to live godly in an ungodly world is imparted to us. Praise the Lord for so great a salvation. The devotional readings in this booklet are excerpts from The Practice of Godliness by Jerry Bridges. It is my prayer that the biblical principles presented will find a place in our hearts and cause our lives to be marked by the Christian virtue of godliness. And then I'm going to read from 2 Peter 1, 1 through 11, if you want to turn there and read along with me. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Singing our white hymn book number 44, our camp theme song. We can stand as we sing this. Also, this morning we receive an offering for our children, those who are not able maybe to get to camp because of need. And so these offerings go to help many children get to camp. And so we'll do that as we sing hymn number 44 in the white book.
Sure.
This is our theme for those of you, maybe you don't have the staff book that was read from this morning. Are they available, Brother Paul, for anybody? Okay. So I think there are some over here by this door on your way out, and we'll make sure that you have access to those through the week if you need.